I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1337, A Heart of Reconciliation. Yesterday and today, we've been tackling one of the hardest parts of T2G, reconciliation. We know what the Father has done for us. We just have to look at the cross. But someone in our own flesh, it's much harder to reconcile with someone like that who's hurt us. Yesterday, we looked at the heart test, and you can check it out if you missed it. Today, let's finish up by getting even more specific. What qualities do I need the Spirit to produce in me so that I could have a heart of reconciliation? As you know, T2G is about the two greatest commandments, loving God and loving others. And again, it's easy when we're loved back. It's harder when we've been hurt back. Again, this information comes from June Hunt in her biblical work on Keys to Reconciliation. I don't have to tell you things that block reconciliation, things like pride and fault-finding and resentment, avoidance, silence, isolation, unfaithfulness, hopelessness. We got all that down to a science, too well. But what does it look like to have a heart of reconciliation? Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all agree with one another, so that there be no divisions among you, and that you may be perfectly united in mind and thought." So here are the qualities that we need to have a heart of reconciliation. Let's see how we do. First, humility. Do I focus on how much the Lord continues to forgive me? And then self-examination. Do I expect change only in others? Or do I look at my own need to change also? And then forgiveness. Do I choose to release my personal rights and allow the Lord to empower me to forgive? Then confrontation. Do I communicate my feelings without accusation? And communication. Do I set aside quality time to share my heart and have a personal interaction? And then risk-taking. Do I risk rejection, knowing that God's love and acceptance will fulfill me? Commitment. Do I set aside my personal hurt for the sake of the relationship? And finally, confidence. Do I trust God to heal my heartaches and meet my needs? Here's the great question. What grade would you give yourself, A to F, on having those qualities that produce a heart of reconciliation most of the time? Humility, self-examination, forgiveness, confrontation, the right kind, communication, risk-taking, commitment, and confidence. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are the ultimate example of reconciliation, love, and forgiveness. God, would you grant us a heart of reconciliation, just like yours, that we may emulate your grace and mercy in our own lives? God, help us to let go of pride and ego, let go of grudges and resentments, and approach others with open arms and open hearts. Teach us to see the humanity in each person, to love them as you love them, to seek healing and restoration in all of our relationships. Give us wisdom to be peacemakers in our families, communities, and in the world. Help us to build bridges and to mend broken relationships, to extend a hand of friendship and understanding to those who have hurt us. Help us to be instruments of your grace and agents of reconciliation in a world that is so torn apart right now. Lord, we know that we can't do this alone. We need your strength and your guidance. So fill us with your Spirit, that we may have the courage and compassion to forgive, to reach out, and to be instruments of love. We trust in your promise that you can do this, even when we can't. So we come before you today asking for your divine intervention in our lives and in our world. God, would you give us reconciliation? In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1338. In the meantime, let's let June Hunt have the last word. The North American Indians have a unique way of celebrating restored relationships. To signify reconciliation after personal conflict or even all-out war, they sat in a circle and passed from one to another a stone bowl of burning tobacco, which they smoked through a long, hollow stem elaborately decorated with feathers. To smoke this peace pipe was to take part in a ceremony that established peace and friendship between enemies. God created us for a relationship with himself and with others. You'll always be vulnerable to disappointments, disagreements, and differences. But instead of starting a war dance of revenge, develop a heart that seeks reconciliation. True reconciliation enables you to live in peace even with your enemies. Scripture says, as far as it depends upon you, live at peace with everyone. May God give us a heart of reconciliation.